Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and I'm excited because today is the time that we've come to where we're going to make faith proclamations, declarations, and prophetic words over our own lives. And we're going to see these come to pass in this year. And so I'm excited about that. We're coming to the end, and by the end of the service, in actual fact, we're going to start with the proclamations and declarations. And we're speaking of our own lives where the rubber truly meets the road. Because if we're looking good on the outside, sounding good on the outside, smelling good on the outside, but full of corruption and dead men's bones on the inside, Jesus spoke to the scribes and Pharisees and said, "You cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, but inside they're full of extortion and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisees, first clean the inside of the cup and the dish, that the outside of them may be clean also." So it stands to reason when Jesus said that if we take care of the situation inside of our heart, our motives, our actual true walk, if we take care of that, the outside will be taken care of itself. So we don't just look good, smell good, sound good, we actually are. Now I know we're born again, we've been made righteous, that's wonderful, but we want our inner workings, where the rubber meets the road, truly, where our love walk is, we want that to match what our spirit is now, made righteous in Christ with His righteousness. So we're going to be looking at, we did look at a whole lot of stuff. And remember, God said to Samuel in the book of 1 Samuel 16, He said, "The Lord does not see as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." So we can sound great and put on a big show and act, but God's looking at our heart. He says, "God does not see as man sees. It is not by the appearance of man, nor do I judge according to the looks of a man." That was when Samuel went to go and anoint a new king, which was David, and he looked at the outward appearance of David's eight brothers, and he chose them all before David. And God said, "No, no, no, no. You're looking at the man on the outside of this cup. I want you to look at the heart. I look at the heart." 1 Thessalonians 2:4 says, "We speak as messengers approved by God to be entrusted with the good news. Our purpose is to please God and not people. He alone, God alone, examines the motives of our hearts." The motive in our heart, why we do what we do, is so vitally important to God that we're taking care of business this new year. It's still the first part of the new year. We're sowing seed for the rest of the new year. And we know the next 11 months of this year, we're going to make declarations and prophetic prophecies that are going to come to pass. And we are truly cleansing the inside of the cup. And God is well pleased with the fact that we want to do this. We're going to do this. So I hope you're ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready, because we're making declarations. If you're doing this with us, make the declaration and go on our webpage, traditionalworshipcenter.com. Download this very copy we printed out for you, and you can speak it over your life every month at the beginning of this year. Let's join the service right now.
Are you ready to make a declaration? You can stand if you want. You can sit if you want, but we're making a faith declaration for change in our life this year. So I want you, it's up to you, stand, sit, whatever you feel. I want you to repeat after me, but you need to mean business. You need to take this seriously and mean, I'm going to make the changes with my spouse, with my family, with people around me, wherever I go, with people I don't know. I need to project something that's real in my life, and I don't want to be putting on a front. I want to be who I say I am. And I'm making changes. I'm telling you, this year, I am physically, mentally, and spiritually going to make changes in my life. You ready? Okay, let's say this. I declare God has a great plan for my life. He is directing my steps. I have the grace that I need for this year, 2022. I am sowing the first fruits with my words and with my faith, which will produce a victorious harvest. I am full of power, strength, and determination. Nothing I face will be too much for me. I will overcome every obstacle, outlast every challenge, and come through 2022 better off than I ever was. I decree that God is bringing about a new season of growth in my life. I will not get stagnant. I will not hold on to the old. I am open to change, knowing that God has something better for me. I proclaim that God will accelerate His plan for my life as I put my trust in Him. I will accomplish my desire for change in my life this year, 2022. It will not take years to overcome the obstacles that have been a stumbling block in my life. God is a God of advancement, and so am I. I am a breakthrough person, and I choose to live breakthrough-minded. I decree breakthrough in my life, a flood of God's power, a flood of healing, a flood of wisdom, and a flood of favor. I'm expecting God to overwhelm me with His goodness and amaze me with His favor. I am a child of God who always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. He has blessings that will thrust me into 2022. I prophesy there is an anointing of ease on my life. God is going before me, making the crooked places straight. His yoke is easy, and His burden is light. I will not continually struggle to overcome the little foxes in my life. My mind is strong, stable, and alert. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I declare I will speak only positive words of faith and victory over myself, my family, and my future in 2022. I will not use my words to describe a problem. I will use my words to change the problem. I call in favor, good breaks, healing, restoration, and God's grace. I speak life and victory. I proclaim I have a sound mind, filled with love and full of power. My thoughts are guided by God's word every day. No obstacle can defeat me because my mind is programmed for victory. every bondage, every limitation, every character flaw is being broken off me right now. All forms of wrong thinking and false projections are taken captive right now. I dislodge, I dismantle, and I dissolve any and every stronghold from my life and from my mind. I speak over my life and I decree that I am free from anger, strife, and pride. Fear of the unknown is gone. Doubt is overcome. Unforgiveness is a thing of the past. Low self-esteem, where are you now? Lying is no longer an issue. Manipulation is broken. Lust, jealousy, judgmental spirit is bound and released out of my life today. Oh my God. My word is my bond. I speak only truth. I speak God's word. Fault finding, complaining, gossip, jealousy is eradicated from my life today. Arrogance, know-it-all, impatience, and addictions be gone. Sulking, self-pity, and any other hindering spirit, I bind in the name of Jesus. I decree I will use my energy not to worry, but to believe and bring about change. I will not dwell on negative, discouraging thoughts. My mind is set on what God says about me. I know God's plan for my life is for success, victory, and abundance. 2022 is my year of victory in Christ Jesus. I am free. I'm free to be me. I am as free as God sees me. And who the Son sets free is free indeed. 2022, here I come. The seed is being sown. The path is being set. The victory is assured. Here I come. Thanks be to God, who always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. An overcoming spirit is mine in Christ. Victory is mine in Christ. Authority is mine in Christ. Anointing is mine in Christ. Grace is mine in Christ Jesus. Love is mine in Christ. I am a child of God in Christ Jesus. 2022, here I come, triumphant and victorious in the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord and Savior. Amen and amen. Now give the Lord a shout in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant, your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available. Crossroads Restaurant, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, located on Highway 70 at Posey's Corner, available at 863